As we go into our next conversation, Martin Niethling is the Chief Marketing Officer of PepsiCo Sub-Saharan Africa. And he has some good news for a couple of you guys. I think, is it the vast majority? Martin will let me know. But he's got some really good news for consumers of Marmite. Marmite has been very difficult to find for some time, for the past 2 years, if you've been looking for it. And that's got a lot to do with the production of Marmite, which has been, I suppose, stymied by a range of our alcohol lockdowns, it's being part of the components that we need to make Marmite. So, Martin Niethling, congratulations. Really happy for you. Tell us a little bit about what's shifted in the last few months that is improving the availability of Marmite.
Morning, Rafiwe, and to your listeners. We have stabilized the supply of spent yeast, which is the key ingredient. As you know, we make Marmite out of spent brewer's yeast, and that's been the main problematic ingredient. So we're in a reasonably good place now, certainly the best position we've been in for the last two and a bit years or so. So we are rapidly trying to refill the pipeline and get Marmite back onto the shelves.
I mean, if you had to give us a gauge of by percentages how much supply had fallen, what were you faced with at this time?
It was calamitous, really. I mean, you know, we get our spent brewer's yeast from SAB and from Heineken, and you know, the alcohol bans took them out completely. And because yeast is a live product, as you know, you can't stockpile it. So, you know, once the breweries get turned off, then literally those factories came to a grinding halt. So every single week that there was an alcohol ban, 26 weeks in total, I think, we didn't run our factory for actually even longer than that, because once the breweries come back online, they don't immediately start producing any waste. It takes them a while to get the whole process up and running again. So it's been tremendously difficult, actually. Then other things happened. You know, we expanded the number of breweries that we were taking yeast from to include the Prospecten brewery in Durban. Now that's a long way away, and it's costly for us to ship the stuff up from there, but we were doing that, and as you know, the floods took that supply out just recently again. So we really have had a hurdle at every turn. During the lockdown, another key ingredient also came under strain. We use soda ash. Don't worry, it's not pool soda ash. It's a food-grade product that's used as a neutralizer in the product. That comes from China, and, of course, China had its own lockdown, massive lockdown. Those factories were shuttered. And so we had a global shortage of that food-grade soda ash, believe it or not. So then we reestablished that supply, and then the riots last year clogged up the harbor, and we couldn't get any stuff. We couldn't get the stuff through there for a while, and you know, that meant we had to do other things. So I mean, it has been a hurdle at every turn. But the good news is that we are going now. That factory is now running a double shift, so it is literally operating day and night, and we're shifting bottles into every corner of South Africa as fast as we can. The curious thing now, of course, is that I think there's a bit of a scarcity mindset, because we see that, you know, consumers are grabbing bottles of Marmite as fast as it hits the shelf.
Right.
So I think that'll take a while.
We understand that they are sort of, and this might not be on your side of the thing of the business, but rather on the retail side, but there are limitations to how many bottles each consumer can buy, just making sure that we don't have hoarders of Marmite.
Yes, yeah, you're right. It's on the retailer side. We've also heard similar things. Obviously, we want everybody to get a jar, but that sort of scarcity mindset, we hope, doesn't last for very long. But it is understandable, because we have seen, certainly in the retail stores around where I live, as fast as the shelves are restocked, then, you know, people are taking multiple bottles at a time. Anyway, there's there's a lot of Marmite to be eaten in the next few months.
Well, that's good. It's good news for those buyers. It's good news for Pioneer and PepsiCo. And so I guess good news for Marmite lovers all around. Happy to see you're back up and running. All right then, Martin.
Yeah, thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
CMO of PepsiCo, Sub-Saharan Africa, Martin Niethling, giving you some good news. How excited are you to get Marmite? And how are we going to start doing groceries these days? You're never sure where the Pick Saint Gervais is going to leave. You're never sure where the Marmite's going to leave. I mean, I'm just watching your Bravo, guys. And it's important from the perspective of the fact that these happen to be great spreads, particularly for kids, in a time when meats are getting more expensive and other toppings for sandwiches and foods. How are you guys managing your shopping? Please don't be that kind of a hoarder buyer. But if you are, admit it in the WhatsApp line, 072-567-1567.